So if you was here last night and you heard the story, just talk among yourselves, it'll be over. That was Elvis Presley's version of that song. I was a big Elvis fan. I went to see him at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas years ago. And his guitar player at that time, James Burton, took me back to the dressing room to meet Elvis. I was so excited. So I walked up to the door. Elvis came up to his side of the door, and I said, "Elvis, how'd you end up in all them awful movies?" I was so embarrassed, I couldn't believe I said that. He said, "I don't know, man, the last thing I remember is driving a truck." It was kind of a good lesson for me, because now when somebody comes up and says something stupid to me, I think about Elvis.
I'm on the back. the world.
Sometimes you can love somebody too much. Now, I knew it wasn't going to work out for me. She came up to me one day and she said, if your fans knew you as well as I did, they wouldn't like you that much. Yeah. That's a good goal. One more love song. I'm feeling this way. Your mind sometimes protect you.
Sorry.
Your heart don't do the same. Well, I'm down on my knees. Well, my problem. I'm
Baby, I'm fine.
linger here. Just the same and the same. George Harrison, he said that his sitar teacher, Ravi Shankar, called him and said that we're having a terrible famine in his homeland of Bangladesh. Wanted to know if George could do anything to help those people. So George decided he was going to have a concert, get all of his friends to play, and give all the money to the people of Bangladesh. He decided he was going to have it in Madison Square Gardens in New York City. And he asked me if I'd help him do that. And I said, sure, I'll help you do that. So we went up there on the day of the concert. I think we got there about 3 hours before it was supposed to start. The band had been up there for 3 days rehearsing, but I don't think George liked to rehearse any more than I did. And so there's one guy in particular that we wanted to come to that, but he had had a terrible motorcycle accident and broken his neck or something, I don't know. He hadn't played in any place in 2 years. And we didn't know if he was going to be able to come, but we got up there and there he was. He was standing there waiting on us, ready to go. So he went up on the stage and he called George up to play guitar. He called Ringo up to play tambourine and he called me up to play bass, of all things. We played that show, went down to the dressing room. Now, the dressing room's at Madison Square Garden. It's at least as big as this room right here, maybe a little bit bigger. They have all kinds of things up there. They have hockey and arena football and maybe a tractor pull, who knows. Very big dressing rooms there for a lot of people. We had 35 people in our cast on that show. I was sitting there with this guy, and he was in the corner. He had his guitar, and all of our cast was way over in the other corner, like they was afraid of him or something. They didn't want to be around him. He was always very nice to me. He told me everything I wanted to know about the music business and songwriting and life. Any question I had, he was always anxious to answer. So he was sitting there, he had his guitar, and I said, "Play It's All Over, Baby Blue." And he played that. And I said, "Play Boots of Spanish Leather." And he played that. Now, this is a guy who would write songs sometimes, had 65 verses in them. It seemed like he could remember every one of them. I myself have got to put it up on my teleprompter. I can't remember my own songs. But anyway, we played that show. When it was over, when I got home, I cut 6 of his songs and sent them to him for his birthday, and this was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I come from a place called Tulsa, Oklahoma. Might be a few locals in here.
Yeah.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. When I was a young man there, it was what they call a dry state. I don't know if you have that out here. Dry state. Doesn't mean there's not any alcohol. It means there's not any alcohol laws. So that enabled me to start playing in the nightclubs when I was 14 years old. I got $10 a night and all I could drink, and I drank all of it. Fortunately, my drinking problem was pretty much over with by the time that I was about 20. So, now you remind me, Jack, what do I do next? I get off, I've been off for 2 or 3 weeks, and I forget my stories that I don't have again to tell the program.
I used to come home from your job and listen to your radio.
I used to come home from my job and listen to my radio. This little crystal set I made out of Boy Scout manual. That time of night, it only got church music and rhythm and blues. I myself, at that time, was playing piano in the Methodist church. Now, I brought some of that Pentecostal music into the Methodist, and they run me off. They didn't want to hear me back. So, anyway, about that time, there was a guy on the radio who had a big hit. His name was Ivory Joe Hunter. I was so jealous. I said, why couldn't my name be something? Ivory Joe Hunter. I later changed my name to Leon Russell because it sounded like a name that nobody would change their name to. So anyway, I'm not going to play Ivory Joe the big hit for you. I'm going to play the B-side. Back in that day, they had an A-side and a B-side. This is the B-side of Ivory Joe's hit. School, I wanted to go out to California and get into advertising. Don't ask me why. So after those advertising guys hurt my feelings a couple of times, I stopped trying to do that. I started working on records. One day I got a call from Elektra Records. I went down there, there's a young man down there wearing what they call a nudie suit. Nudie the Rodeo Taylor had cacti and oxen and covered wagons and horseshoes and rhinestones and all that stuff. He had a band called the Flying Burrito Brothers. He was crazy about hillbilly music. So I was getting ready to leave Burbank Airport to go on the road with the Joe Cocker Mad Dogs and Englishmen program. I, of course, was playing the part of the Mad Dog in that program. Graham came out there and brought me a green silk top hat I was fond of at that time. I've since switched to something more geographically correct. But I wore it on the road, and we played catch with it, and somebody sat on it, and the inside started coming out, and I looked in there and said, MGM 1938, Al Jolson, the jazz singer. So I was in Tall Cotton for a minute. But anyway, Graham said I should sing this song. I don't believe it was his song, but he said I should sing it. So I do.
Yeah.
California, I decided I wanted to go get me a van. There was this guy out there who was on TV all the time, selling cars, named Cal Worthington. He said he was the biggest car dealer in the world. So I had to go out there. I said, that's the place I need to go. So I went out there, and there's about 12 car dealers standing out in the street waving papers and stuff and trying to get people in a very active kind of sales force, mild way to put it. So I went in there, and I sat in the first car, and I looked at the speedometer, and it said 7 miles. I said, 7 miles? This is an old car. He said, well, the salesman said, well, the speedometer was kind of shaky on this, so we put a new one in there. So I went to the next car. It said 11 miles. And he said, well, this speedometer was kind of messed up, so we put another one in there. I said, about 5 cars, there wasn't one of them that had mileage over 20 miles. It was illegal to turn the speedometer back in that day, but apparently you could replace the speedometer. I just have to think of that. And Chopin and Bach and Beethoven and Shostakovich and B.B. King. I was studying B.B. more than all the rest of those guys. I was always fascinated with his background. It sounded like he might have Count Basie lurking back in his background. So you imagine my surprise and excitement. One day I got a call from B.B.'s office and he said he's going to cut one of my songs. He wanted me to come down and play on it. I was so excited. So I went down there, and we cut the song, and it was getting ready to play back in the control room. And I went over and got him and took him out where the musicians stayed. Now, the way those places are set up, they got a room for the musicians and a room for the electronic equipment. That's usually got a soundproof wall in between with maybe a window. So I wanted to talk to him. What's next, Jack?
Had a guitar in his hand.
Had a guitar in his hand. You know, I tell you what, this getting old is not a fun deal. So anyway, he's a blues singer, you know, and he's got this deal when he sings a line of the blues, then he plays a line on the guitar. He sings a line and he plays a line on the guitar. Well, he does that also when he's having a conversation, when he's telling stories. He's got a guitar in his hand, he'll tell a line of the story, and he'll play the line on the guitar. Tell the story, play a line on the guitar. Well, I sit there and took that about as long as I could, and I said, through the story, played an ending, and we played the second story. It was a different key, different tempo, one of the things that he did. And we ended that, and then he started telling the third story, and we played that, and when we got to the end of that, then he started crying. He said, Leon, I ain't never had that before. I said, BB, I ain't never had it either. This is my song that he cut. Yeah. Trucks band. That's a wonderful little family blues band. I'm quite fond of them. Anyway, they asked me, they said they were going to do a Mad Dolls and Englishmen tribute show. They wanted me to come down and be on it. I said, sure, I'll do that. They told me another time that they had patterned their band after the Mad Dolls and Englishmen movie. So anyway, I went down there and they had 8 or 10 of the original cast members that hired. So Derek had this idea. Of course, Joe had passed away months earlier. Derek had this idea to have this microphone up in the front with a spotlight on it where Joe would have stood. He wanted me to sing this old song that I wrote for the event years ago. Kids, planes, runway stripes, flashy pimps and family fight, spotted dawn and bloodshot eyes, our space captain laughs and tries to understand the scheme of things, and just in time the scene has changed. change. Buses here bring the beer. Turn my window and Shakespeare. Movie made down, movie shaved down. Sexy airplane ticket taker. Union member, the old Fender firing gun. Electric toy. Teacher, learner, incense burner. Religious leader, a chronic leader. It's a hippie commune, bonafide. By life I'm tagged, the war death dealer. Rock pop correspondent feeler. Okie, limey. Curtain climber, future stones and dominoes. No wings swing the window. Stolen corner, no one knows. The shadow do. It's still a shade of crew. But I love her, and she loves. Just my 740 friend in the name of Cocko Power. Out here on the road again, with mad dogs and English men. Away recently, I'd like to dedicate this song to the memory of the Reverend Andre Crouch. The shadow come. Why should my heart be lonely? Thank you. is on the tiny sparrow. And I know he watches. He watches deep. So let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I heed. Blessing all his good day. I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path he leads me, but one step I will see. Yeah.
That's where you'll find me. Policeman, I'm suspicious, they tell the way I look. I'm just another character, the thing that they put. To the censor, I'm pornography, but no living in grace. To the hooker, I'm a customer without a face. Merchandise, you're having for the song. The left ones think I'm right, the right ones think I'm wrong. Many people look my way, and many pass me by. And in my quiet reflection, I wonder why. Magic mirror, won't you tell me please? Can I find myself in another one? Glad to see ourselves without a moon.
so many places in my lifetime. I sang a little song, I made some bad rhymes. Laughter out my life on stages with 10,000 people watching. But we'll know. Now I'm singing this song for you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. Treated you unkindly, can't you see? No one more important to me. Darling, can't you please see through me? Truth was all that living. You came out in front, I was hiding. Now I'm so much better. If these words don't come together, listen to the melody, I love. In my hiding. You in a place where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, darling, you friend of mine. When my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone. I will sing this song for you. We were alone. The song we know. But we'll know now, and I'm singing the song. Singing the song for you. Thank you. Now, this is the part of the program where we're supposed to walk off the stage and unexpectedly return and play more songs. Now, those of you that know me know that I'm not that crazy about walking. So we can just pretend that we walk off the stage. Thank you. Well, this old rock and roll song that I like very much. I hope you will like it too. I'm gonna write a letter that I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ.
I just came.